The View from Her Jerusalem Window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
Okay, so I believe we have Andrea Simontov back, but this time on a clear line. Andrea, have we got you crystal clear?
Yeah, it sounded a little bit echoey, but it's good.
Echoey we can live with. So we were really having an interesting conversation before the line went all funny about recent developments in Israel. We were talking about Palestinian denialism, and I was saying, well, one can maybe try and understand it in light of the fact that Israel's talking annexation, and then we didn't hear your response.
Oh, well, that's okay. No, I'm saying, you know, tell me, give me the clue, give me the hint, give me the key to getting some kind of a dialogue going with them, any dialogue. How many years have we been at this? 10, 20, 30, 40. Yom Yerushalayim, what are we, 53 years now? There's never been a dialogue, never a lucid conversation, never a back and forth. But let Israel do. The way Israel has to declare who, what her capital is, let us decide. Is this our country or not? If we don't annex, then you know what? We're giving strangers, we're giving outsiders a vote, a call. It's not theirs to make. Like any other sovereign nation in the world, we'll decide our borders. My gosh, the price we have paid, the prices we have paid and continue to pay for a seat at their table. My gosh, you know, the would, could, should. I like to think that there's somebody on their side who says, you know, our leaders should have delivered. Our leaders should have amped up our schools, our hospitals, our roadways. They've gotten nothing, and they're still pointing fingers here. For shame, for shame. I'm on it. Let's annex, baby. Let's do it. Let's stop the dialogue. You act like an adult. You treat it like adults. First time, I hope that Israel really has the guts and the gumption. You know, I'm frightened that they're going to kowtow in the end to American pressure. We'll see.
No, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to give you a comment of one of our listeners, a regular, who writes, you can't annex land that belongs to you. It's called asserting Israeli law over Judea and Samaria. So interesting opinion there.
You can't annex what's yours. I can't take my apartment, go into the living room and say, guess what? I've decided that the living room is mine. It is mine. It always was mine. It's the stupidest cut. Let's move on. I can't.
And then I promise you we'll move on. I promise you. But Gimpel has also written in, and he says, Andrea, the key from their perspective is for us to leave the land, convert to Islam, or go into the sea. So, and that is the problem, that at no point have I seen a willingness on their side to say, yeah, we recognize you. We understand your narrative. Let's find an accommodation. It's just, and I think the story yesterday with a plane is just such a good example of that. There was nothing in that plane load for Israel, nothing. It was aid for Palestinians. And
if they will accept it, if they will accept it and they will dare to soar, dare to thrive, it's an absolute affront to the victim mentality. And it hasn't worked for them yet, but they'll just keep it up. You know, I mean, it's the old be a victim.
Yeah. There's something quite addictive about being in that place,
crying.
That's for sure.
No one's crying into their tea anymore.
Okay, let's talk in the 3 minutes that are remaining. I hijacked you absolutely, totally, but it was well worth it. Let's talk Yom Yerushalayim.
Let's talk about the Bereshis Moon Manchel. Okay, so I'll never, ever let you go there. So anyway, you know what? I did a whole show this morning on, you know, Yom Yerushalayim, and there's so much to talk about. So let me just very quickly go down to here. You know, they call Paris the city of light. Sorry, Jerusalem is a city of light. They call Rome the eternal city. We are the eternal city. And I heard this marvelous, marvelous story. First of all, 53 years ago, I remember that is when I got my Israel consciousness. A teacher, a school teacher in the New York City public school. Israel had just won the miraculous six-day war, which ironically was actually won in 3 days, but six was catchier. And this Mr. Steinberg came in and he was crying, and it was public school, and he was crying, and he said, the Western Wall. I had no idea what he was talking about, but I knew that it was important enough in 1967 to make a groan. Men didn't cry then. And here was this teacher sobbing. And it was then that something triggered. Something was ours. And they actually took the Western Wall. They approached it with very little fanfare. There was very little sniper fire. They just walked in and claimed. It was heaped with refuse, heaped with garbage, heaped with donkey dung, and it was ours. And just on one note, just to let you know how important Jerusalem is, the Chafetz Chaim was approached by soldiers who were being drafted early 20th century into the Tsarist army, and they said, we're not going to stay Jews. We can't even say the Shema Yisrael. They're going to keep us for 25 years, and they watch us constantly. We'll be killed. And what the Chafetz Chaim said to them was, don't pray. Don't eat kosher every day. Just find a moment and face Jerusalem. That will be enough. The power of Jerusalem will be enough to keep you connected to our people forever and ever. And then we saw 70 years later, the words came to be true. If there is a shul with a window, our windows ideally face Jerusalem. And wherever we are, we know it's there. We know it's ours. We know it's home. And it's not an addition to the calendar. It is entire. It's the heartbeat, the major organ. It's the heartbeat of the calendar, of the Jewish calendar. Jerusalem is our home. There's room for everyone. It's crazy. It's old. And for those of us who have the blessing to live here, Simon, it's incredible. Front seat on human and Jewish history. That's it. Yom Yerushalayim.
Chag Sameach, Andrea, mesmerized by your passion and beautiful. Chag Sameach and Shabbat Shalom.
Chag Gam Lechem. Bye-bye.